Now to our mailbox for comments about yesterday's program.
And we begin with some letters in response to a letter. Let me explain. Yesterday we heard from listener Eric Fitzgerald of Sarasota, Florida. He wanted some recommendations for reading on the Supreme Court. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg suggested Jeff Toobin's The Nine. And soon after, many of you listeners wrote in with your must-reads on the court.
Kurt Hardy of Pittsburgh, North Carolina, wrote to say that he always turns to the Oxford Companion to the Supreme Court of the United States by Kermit L. Hall.
Dawn Polverosa of Martinez, California, prefers a series of audio recordings called May It Please the Court. She writes, as a public defender of 20 years, I listen to these tapes and become re-enthused about my practice. I have also coached a high school mock trial team for 12 years, and I've used these tapes to inspire my students. She goes on, this set is an accessible and basic introduction to Supreme Court decisions that affect our daily lives across a spectrum of topics. Check it out.
And finally, Diane Kraft of Lexington, Kentucky, says she loved Peter Iron's A People's History of the Supreme Court, so much so that she writes, I went to law school.
On yesterday's program, we also celebrated the legacy of singer Nat King Cole as part of our 50 Great Voices series.
They try to tell us we're too young.
Edward Pleasant of Norwalk, Connecticut, is an opera singer, and he says Nat King Cole paved the way for black performers like himself. Mr. Pleasant writes this, thank you for highlighting not only his prodigious talent, accomplishments, and influence, but also for reminding the public about the difficult period in American history in which this unforgettable man lived.
We always appreciate hearing from you. You can write to us at npr.org. Click Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
And yet, we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go, and then someday they may recall we were not too young.